This is the start of part two. Who commands your boat in the storm? First, is Jesus included on the passenger list on your boat? Be careful of the passengers you allow to sail on your boat. Ungodly passengers risk the lives of everybody on your boat. Whoever is on your boat will either be an asset or a liability and can cause your boat to sink. The sea is a natural force no man can control. Man is totally helpless and at the mercy of the angry sea. Imagine the violent waves crashing against your boat. Having a sturdy and sound boat is not enough. It matters who is on your boat with you. The people in your life are either a blessing or a hindrance when the storm crashes against your boat. Is your boat overloaded with the ungodly who are a liability in the midst of a storm? Ungodly alliances always have a spiritual numbing effect on saints. When a storm strikes, we are liable to react, think, and behave as the ungodly. We tend to depend on those we are close to. You can be assured, with Jesus on board, your boat will safely reach port when the storm strikes. Would you be comfortable with Jesus on board, since your life would be an open book to Him? For some, having Jesus on their boat would be unsettling if they are not devoted to Jesus. Jesus on board your boat is unnerving if you are selfish in conduct and character. It's hard to have Jesus come be with you if you're not done pursuing material pleasures. With Jesus aboard, it means He will see the real you and all your facades. Having Jesus on board will be nice, but what if you're not ready to yield your life to Him? Jesus needs fully vested disciples who are devoted to imitating Him. You might enjoy having Jesus on your boat, but are unwilling to adjust your life to His counsel. Unless you pick up your cross and follow me, you are not fit for the kingdom of heaven. Having Jesus on your boat will be unsettling if you are nursing a rebellious heart, if you are bitter or have malice in your heart. For some, they only want Jesus aboard their boat to handle the storms, nothing more. With Jesus aboard, He exercises authority to speak directly to your storm. Be still. Even when you are unsure or afraid, Jesus will act divinely on your behalf. Jesus aims to save you from the coming storm that will crash your boat and possibly take your life. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him and he with me. Jesus wants to board your boat. He wants to be the calm in the storm. He wants to be your companion. He wants to be the highlight of your life, decisions, and ambitions. When the storms do come, what will be the factor that contributes whether your boat survives or sinks? If you have the wrong people on your boat, the focus of your life will not be Jesus. Those on your boat influence the will and affections of your heart. Who are those in your life that cause you to change direction of your boat and veer away from your destiny with God? Second, will Jesus enjoy peace aboard your boat? Passengers who come on your boat must be peaceful or there will be constant upheaval. A boat commander must ensure a safe trip for all passengers or he will have chaos and lose control. If Jesus is on board, could he be at peace with your spiritual state with God? If your boat is your heart, could Jesus enjoy a good night's rest below deck on your boat? Jesus knows the heart of man. He knows the hurting heart, the broken heart, the sinful heart, the hopeless heart. He aims to remove from your heart whatever is disrupting your peace. With Jesus aboard, He knows sin is a problem on your boat. Jesus wants to be on board to save, not to condemn. He knows sin will rip the boat apart in the coming storm. He wants to be on your boat to counter the effects of sin before you are spiritually incapacitated. Knowing there is an ensuing storm, Jesus ministers to every hurt, pain, or sin that will overload your boat. Jesus knows the spiritual ailments in your heart that weakens you in the storm. With Jesus aboard, He will peer into the secret chambers of your heart. There in the cargo bay, He will see the secret sins you have tucked away from public view. He finds the cargo of private thoughts you guard with lock and key that exposes who you really are. Jesus can never enjoy peace on your boat until all sinful cargo is thrown overboard. I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels over one sinner that repenteth. Let me make this clarification. No man is without sin. There are sins that stand in the way of our walk with Jesus. Presumptuous sins are obvious, evident, and are of great violation of nature. These are sins which are committed in arrogance and shows contempt for the laws of God. These sins need no explanation. We know the nature of our sins. We are displeasing to God when our sins are deliberate, willful, arrogant, insolent, and flagrant. There are hidden sins that destroys the spiritual health of the heart. Then there are sins which are accidental, secret, and unknown to us. With Jesus aboard, He aims to cleanse your heart of all sin He finds in your cargo bay. If He doesn't, your boat will be overloaded when the next storm strikes. Third, will you ask Jesus to be the captain of your boat? We often assume command of our lives after surviving a storm. We believe ourselves to be ready to take the helm against any storm, but you must never lean on your own understanding. When Jesus comes aboard, why would you hesitate to invite Him to take the helm as the Almighty Captain on your boat? The truth is, we profess faith, but often keep Jesus at a distance. The captain is the most experienced officer on a boat. He knows the strengths, the limits, and capability of his boat. The captain takes bold responsibility of the entire boat. He has unshakable invincibility against any approaching storm. The Titanic's captain was faced with a storm he couldn't possibly subdue after hitting an iceberg. It tore into the hull like a marshmallow. The captain was helpless. His expertise on the high seas was of no use, saving no one. Jesus as captain secures your safety. He is the creator of all things. He controls all forces in the universe. With His authority and power, Jesus will get your boat to port. We depend on hired hands to do things we don't want to do. In faith matters, we tend to lean on others to get us through the storm. None are like Captain Jesus. In Jesus, our captain owns all power to control and subdue the angry high seas. Jesus as captain, He knows the boat will hold together because He is Lord God. A storm can never swallow Jesus and none of those whom God places in the hands of Jesus. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee, for I am the Lord thy God. The truth is, many people are not willing to let Jesus be the captain of their boat. They want to remain in charge. Some are not ready to let go of the life of sin. They're not ready to give their lives wholeheartedly to Jesus. Until such time, their spiritual life will be on life support. But this is what life is all about. Each day we relinquish more control of our lives to the captain of our boat, Jesus Christ. Only as we invite Jesus to be the captain of our boat will we prevail over fear and any storm that crashes into our boat. In conclusion, the storm rages and violent winds and waves tosses your boat around like a potato. Your life hangs in the balance. Everyone on your boat cowers in fear for their lives. You reach for the radio to make a distress call, but you are thrown across the deck. Storms won't give you a chance to get spiritual before striking. Storms are not tamed by vain religiosity. Storms won't ease up to give you time to save your boat. Every storm aims to kill and destroy you. In a storm, you won't even have time to reach for your Bible. To survive an untimely storm, be sure to appoint Jesus as commander of your boat before you set sail. With Jesus in command, He will take control of divinely navigating your boat. He will steer your boat to quieter waters while you bask in His presence. He will constantly give your boat divine direction, preserve, and comfort you. He will give you spiritual guidance, correction, and will uphold you. Jesus will steer your boat in a way that you will withstand every storm and you will renew your hope. He will provide you with needed strength to endure the ups and downs of life with joy. He will provide needed training in godliness, grace, and faith. Your boat will hold together and reach its destination with Jesus as your commander. Storms of life rages almost nonstop. There's no stopping a storm. Storms appear without warning. But storms are not just passing through. There is always a divine purpose for the storm. Storm teaches us patience in waiting for God to finish the work He started in us. Storms remind us we are still a spiritual work in progress before we can reach heaven. Storms shows us how feeble we are, so we are to depend solely on God to rescue us. Storms awakens us to see God's mighty hand defeating the evil forces that strikes against us. So seek ye the Lord while He may be found. Appoint Jesus as captain on your boat. God bless you all.